From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
You're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. That was some Universal choke sign. We love those guys.
Out of Missoula, Montana, the 2014 winner of the Zoo Music Awards for the Punk and Metal category. Congrats again, guys.
And we totally got to be there.
And we totally got to go to the after party, and it was insane and awesome.
Oh my God, can they throw an after party? Especially when they win. Right?
It could have been crazier if it would. No.
I tried to steal their prize, like their little award thingy. I got caught, though.
Oh, you were pretty obvious, though, weren't you?
Yeah. But, you know, it wasn't even one of the band members that caught me. It was it was someone else. And they're like, we need that for a picture. And that's the only reason I got caught.
Oh. So you didn't wait around to try to steal it again?
No.
No, she got booed.
Like, oh.
Okay, you can have it back. All right, Universal Choke Signs out of Missoula, Montana. They kick a lot of ass, and you should definitely give them a listen. You can check them out in Reverb Nation. Check them out on their Facebook page. You definitely
they are
not,
everywhere.
Yeah, and you will not be disappointed. They make you. They have a groove metal going on that makes your head start bobbing, and yeah, you just immediately want to get into a mosh pit in their songs. All right, we're gonna get back into the music. We've got a brand new band from the Flathead Valley area of Montana. This is Uncommon Evolution. We're very excited to playing their music. They're more of a hard rock slash metal band, but you're going to thoroughly love them. Check out Uncommon Evolution on Facebook and Reverb Nation. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
I'm gonna get him, go! Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Katie from Cancerous, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. Love you, baby.
Don't make a list of all your recipes. Don't make a list of all the things you wish you had. Go write a book about possessing love. Go write a book about everything you had. Your jealousy's a stalking. Your ass is a shit. Got a good list of landings. You call yourself a friend. Your mind is filled with recipes. You're a poisonous snake and a fucking bee. I hold you too, but I'll break you soft. You're fucking swimming by the hand of trees. Your jealousy's a scandal. Your honesty's a shame. You've got to keep your surroundings. You call yourself a man. I don't want to die this way. It seems that you lost yourself. It seems that you are dead. I don't think you can find yourself. It is to be torment. So much room on the field. You're taking on the dead. Let's go take your piss now. Let's fucking sit you on the ground. So much room on the field. One, take it all you can. Let's go take your place now. Let's fucking sit you back again.
To the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We just got done playing some Cancerous out of Billings, Montana. All right, Cancerous has shared the stage with bands such as Primer 55, Fall from Grace, Lord Dying, and lots of others. They're a really kick-ass band. They're known as one of the Northwest's hardest working bands, so, and I can attest to that. They do a lot of stuff.
They do. They're really good at promoting themselves and the shows they're involved in, and they're really awesome to work with. So if you're in the Billings area and you're putting on a metal show, definitely get a hold of Cancerous, and they will help promote your stuff, and it'll be awesome.
And if you want to just go see a kick-ass band, check them out, too.
And their lead singer, Caddy, will get in the pit with you in Mosh. She's a brutal little bitch, and I love her. I mean that in a loving way. I love you.
Brutal bitch is a nice frame. A frame.
Well, no. For the mistresses, yeah.
We say stuff that's comes across kind of bitchy at times, but we mean it the most lovingly possible. You know, like when you tell somebody I'd like to eat your fucking heart out, you're like, I don't mean it in like the ripping your heart out and eating in front of you, though that would be amusing. And there's some people, I've thought about it. In fact, today.
Boy, I don't know if my bitching is loving.
Sometimes.
It's just being a bitch.
Sometimes it's just fun to be a bitch.
All right, we're going to get back into the music. This is Loinhammer.
They're out of Kalispell, aren't they?
They're out of Kalispell, Montana, and apparently this hammer was forged in the flames of hell and tempered by the gods. So this is Loinhammer from Kalispell, Montana, on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
The Mistresses of Mayhem, proudly supported by Russ Fish of Outer Limits Tattoo. Russ Fish is an amazing painter and tattoo artist, conveniently located in Outer Limits Tattoo Parlor in Costa Mesa, California. Check out the website at Outer Limits Tattoo to view the great portfolio and schedule your appointment with Russ Fish today.
What's up? This is Quincy from Artotis, and you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Oh,
right, you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, and that was some Arctotis from over in the Missoula Valley area. Those guys kick a lot of ass. We've had the pleasure of seeing them a couple of times, and they never disappoint. They are full of energy, and yeah, you just want to get out and watch with them. So check out Arctotis over in the Missoula area. Apparently, they're named after a 14-foot prehistoric bear. Growl.
Huge, aggressive, and powerful.
Right? That pretty much sums up Arctotis.
That works.
I can see why it's a symbol of their music, that's for sure.
True story.
I wonder what else they have that's big.
Quincy? Hint, hint.
Are you guys asking for photos?
Asking for demonstrations.
Demonstrations.
Yeah, like, I want live proof.
Pictures. Videos and pictures were amateurs, my friend.
Yeah, that can be photoshopped. We want actual pictures. Anyways.
We want to make sure it's real. We got to touch it.
We got to touch it.
All right. I mean, so, his nose, of course.
His nose, of course. All right, so check out Arctotis from over in the Missoula area. We'll be right back.
fresh well my feet. So sweep me out to sea. I will be
you just suffer more.
To the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, and we just got done listening to some Undone out of Missoula, Montana.
We fucking love them. Every time they put on a show, we've had a chance to check them out. It has definitely been awesome.
Full of mayhem.
You never know what's going to happen. I mean, there's blackouts on the Mistresses' part. We're like, you go back and look at things. You're like, did that? No. Wow. Shit, that did happen. Wonder what else happened. I didn't photograph.
Yeah, those are probably.
It's probably best not to know.
Unknown.
Yeah.
But they describe themselves as dark, dank mounds of sharp-edged rock spewing from pristine country hillsides. That paints a beautiful picture in my head. It does. I love it. This is our closing break, and this is Mistress Angel just saying, "Get out and buy some merch from the bands." Every shirt you buy is 50 miles down the road for them, so it's important to support your bands.
And it's always awesome to walk into concerts and see all the band merch that's walking around and stuff, because, I mean, they don't always keep the same merch on, so you get to see some really cool stuff.
I appreciate, like, going up to the Hemlock shows and seeing all the different shirts they've had throughout the year. It's all their fans, I mean, some of the original shirts that they had when they were first making them, all the way up to, like, the newest shirt that you can buy right there. I mean, I'm more impressed with the older shirts that you get to see going, holy crap, I've never seen that one.
Right? Yeah. And so be a walking billboard for the bands and help support them that way.
I think you really should. I think, you know.
I got asked the other day why I didn't have my Why You Have No Bling On hoodie, and I'm like, well, I'm supporting Walking Corpse Cinema right now, but somebody recognized that I wasn't wearing my Mistress of Mayhem hoodie, and they're like, it was at work, and I was like, they're like, why you have no bling in your pants? Where's your hoodie? And I'm like, who the hell are you? And I'm
like, you're like, what? Don't recognize me.
But I had my Walking Corpse hoodie on, so.
I would also like to say, if you can't afford merchandise, just have the band, like, sign you or something. Like, have them sign your boobs or your crotch or thigh.
Be like DJ Sam,
you
get your
always
thigh signed.
You can always have your forehead signed. It's a spot nobody really thinks of.
Or at least have them lick you or something. Yeah. Something.
Or offer to lick them. You never know when they might not need a good forehead licking.
Forehead.
Okay, I'm making the G-rated version. I mean, you can go wherever you want. I mean, well, as long as the band member's okay with it. Can you imagine? What are you doing? I told you guys to quit doing that. We've gotten banned from rooms for that reason. Why are my pants off?
This is Mistress Oisey saying, have a good night. Get out and support local metal, because without you, the scene will die, and we don't want it to die. We've got so much great metal in this state, so keep the metal flowing in Montana.
And this is Mrs. Ansi saying, if you can't afford to buy the merch, at least flash them.
Woo-hoo. Alrighty, we're going to close out the night with some Walking Corpse Syndrome. They're a six-piece dark metal band formed in Missoula, Montana in December of 2006 by Matthew Bile and Noctis, one of the drummers. They have a two-piece drum, which blows people away because it's not like they play the same sounds and riffs and... Not riffs.
They play them in harmony, that's for sure.
But they... Like, when one's doing one, the other one's doing something else to complement the band, so. So check out Walking Corpse Syndrome and Undone from the Missoula, Montana area. This is Walking Corpse Syndrome on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the foundation for a sound solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.